Welcome to Be All You Are, a midlife awakening podcast. I'm your host, Kaina Paranjape. I'm a former corporate executive, two-time entrepreneur, and mama. I've worked with and partnered with major brands and even helped a celebrity launch an award-winning business. But I also believe that who we are is not just reflected on our LinkedIn profile. When I was 30, my husband became suddenly critically ill, and after 8 years of living with a difficult illness, he passed away. This experience taught me that we need to claim our dreams now, embrace all we are, and create an amazing life along the way. Today, I help women like you navigate through change and transition to their next level of freedom and fulfillment, whatever that looks like for you. This podcast is all about stepping into all you are. It's about reconnecting to your inner voice so you can hear the whispers of your deepest dreams and cultivate the courage and a plan to create the life that is waiting for you. Now head out on that solo walk or settle into a cozy spot with a favorite beverage and join me. Well, hello, my beautiful friends. How are you? I am recording this on the Friday afternoon before the long weekend. It is literally almost 4 o'clock, and I haven't been sleeping that well this week. And so I have been kind of taking it easy today, but still getting done what I need to get done. And I considered holding off on recording this podcast, but something said no. This is important, and you have something to say. And I always feel that when you have something to say, not that you should always say it out loud or to someone, but that it needs to be said, even if it's to yourself. But this podcast is definitely for you. So there's no question that I am recording this for you. I want to talk with you about what it means to unleash your feminine strength. That is the topic of today's podcast. Today, I want to talk with you about what I mean when I say feminine strength, because I don't know about you, but I have considered myself to be strong all my life. I have considered myself to be someone who can persevere, who can smile even in difficult times, who can take charge, who can problem solve, who can get things done, who can take it all, right? That's how I defined strength for many, many years. And I think that I'm not alone in saying that a lot of times that strength is coming from a place of course, love and caring for others and compassion for others, but it also comes from a place of wanting to be good. It comes from a place of wanting to please. It comes from a place of wanting to be seen as successful and someone who does something well and someone who has it together and someone who doesn't upset others and disrupt things. And if anything, you're the one who allows for everyone else's mess because you have it together. And this could be, it could be at home, it could be in your relationship, it could definitely be at work, that you are the problem solver, the fixer, the one that everyone goes to. And we pride ourselves on that. I have derived so much pride from my ability to do all of those things. And don't get me wrong, those are wonderful, incredible qualities to have, to, you know, be reliable that way and really to be there for others in that way. And through my own journey of being that person for many years and then starting to see some patterns emerge in my life, some patterns where the efforts that I was putting in weren't always reciprocated. And I wasn't always getting or receiving what I thought I was giving. And it took a lot of disentanglement, like to understand why was I not receiving what I was giving? And where was the disconnect? And I would say that I am still on this journey because we are on this journey until we're no longer on it, right? For all of us. But one thing that I have really learned over the last few years, maybe the last, say, 7 years, is that I now have this opportunity, and I've sort of developed this within myself, to take that masculine-oriented strength, right? That sort of like, got it together, hold it in, keep it going, put it in silos strength. And I can now, and I have now learned to take that strength inwards in order to support myself, to support my own growth, to support my own development and my own expansion, and also to support a new way of looking at what it means to be strong and what it means to be powerful. And maybe it's a softer way. It's a more easeful way. And it's a way that is more aligned with who I am as a woman. And when I have taken that strength inward and used it to support myself, to support my dreams, to support what is best for me and ultimately for those around me, life just starts to blossom. One of my dear friends recently left me a voice note, and I actually have to send her a voice note back to thank her for this because I actually have thought about it a lot and I haven't acknowledged her for it specifically. But she said, "Kaina, over the last few years, I feel like you are a rosebush. You're not a single bloom. You're a rosebush that just keeps blossoming and blossoming and blossoming." And, you know, as I record this, it's the end of June. There's a lot of roses blossoming, rose bushes blossoming all around in the gardens. And every time I look at them, I think about what she said. And it is true. It is true that there's just so much more available to us. And there is so much freedom that comes when we can take our strength, that, again, masculine energy, that strength, and transmute it or transform it into a strength that is all our own and that belongs to us. So today, I want to share with you a new mini program that is starting in just a couple of weeks called Unleash Your Feminine Strength, a 4-week journey for high-achieving women to reconnect to their inner goddess. For those of you who listen to this podcast, I know that you are ambitious and that you're driven and that you're leaders, and it is so easy to get caught up in the masculine energy that we have been told fuels success. Because you are such a high achiever, you hold all the powerful titles in your life, whether it's head of the family, team leader, senior executive, chief family officer, founder, and more. You pride yourself on your to-do list being impeccable, your calendar is perfectly synced, and your productivity hacks are the envy of many. Believe me, I get it. In our still very patriarchal world, mastering the game is essential for success. In order to win, you need to know the rules. But times are changing. And the true secret to success lies in unleashing your inner goddess, embracing your feminine strength to rise even higher embracing what is already inherently true to you. So I have created this beautiful summer experience as a unique container for you outside of your normal colleagues and friends to gather and to address together the unspoken pitfalls of conforming to male-centered energy and to provide an opening for us to explore another way. I call this workshop Unleash Your Feminine Strength, and unleash is a very powerful word. It means to release from a leash or restraint. And I think that over the last few centuries, women have felt very much restrained. And even when we did start to step into positions of power, it wasn't necessarily on our terms. Again, we had to play the rules of the game that were set out by men. And times are changing, and we are changing them. Leveraging your feminine energy can be incredibly powerful in today's society. And this journey has been designed to help you break free from outdated paradigms, reconnect with that inner goddess, and harness the inherent feminine qualities that make you truly unstoppable, the ones that have yet to be unleashed. So in Unleash Your Feminine Strength, I invite you through a four-week journey to reconnect with your feminine superpowers. The truth is, within each of us lies a goddess. And before you get thrown off by the word goddess, a goddess is simply a woman with presence, with grace, with wisdom, with infinite love, with compassion, and most importantly, in this context, with fierce, world-changing power. In our day-to-day busy lives, our packed schedules, and all the technological overstimulation, we forget that she exists within us. But she is there, ready to lead, ready to inspire, and ready to create. Now, I want to connect with you right now and ask you, when you hear the word goddess, what do you feel? I know that some of you are embracing it right now as you hear me saying these words. Yes, I have my inner goddess. I know she's there. I rely on her. I connect with her. I allow her to lead me. But for some of you, it may be it's not landing, it's not resonating. You may even be resisting it altogether and thinking, I don't know, Kana, what are you talking about? And if that's you, you are welcome here. I want to have this conversation with you. I want you to consider why. Why do you feel this resistance to the word goddess? What narratives come to mind when you hear goddess? What voices do you hear telling you that the word goddess is something silly or something to dismiss or something too woo-woo, right? What voices, whose voices even, do you hear? And this is where I invite you. Could this be an opportunity for you to explore that resistance and open up to an expanded and more loving view of yourself? A view of yourself that might include the word goddess. So who is this beautiful journey, experience, series for? It's for women who feel comfortable in a boardroom and in that masculine energy of doing, but want to tap into their feminine strength. It's for women who desire greater meaning in their life and want to feel more aligned to their deepest, truest selves. It's for women who have a sense that they are more powerful than how they currently show up, but haven't explored how to tap into that feminine fierceness and use it to create. It's also for women who are great at caring for others, but have a hard time prioritizing their own needs and wants. And it's for women who want to move out of a constant state of doing and move into a beautiful sense of being. I have shared on this podcast through many episodes and stories that there was a time in my life when I was so tired. I was so overwhelmed from caring for others that I completely lost connection with my own feminine strength. Through those long years of caring for my husband, while in my 30s, which for many of us can be the prime, or I shouldn't say that, the 40s are amazing, the 50s are amazing, but your 30s are a time to be building, creating, thriving. And I was a caregiver. And then I became a widow. And all those years involved a lot of self-sacrifice and focus on others. And you know, from the outside, I may have seemed fine. I had a business, I had friends, I had a spiritual practice. I had put on a bit of weight, but not so much to be deemed unhealthy. But I'd definitely lost connection to my feminine spirit. I definitely had lost connection to my body, to my inner spark, and to my inner goddess. Does this sound familiar at all? Is there a part of you that has just lost touch with your inner flame, with your beautiful, vibrant, vital self that is within you, that is powerful and limitless and can do anything and has big dreams and wants to go and make them happen? Over the past 10 years, I have been on a journey to reconnect with her, to know her, to honor her, and to fall in love with her. Because if there's one thing I knew all along is that she is in there somewhere. She is in there somewhere. And that allowed me to never give up on reconnecting with her. And the last 7 or 8 years have been a beautiful, empowering, and also painful journey. But today, at the age of 48, I am the most at home within myself and in love with myself than I have ever been. So on this beautiful 4-week journey, you will learn to release the need to do it perfectly or otherwise not at all. How many of us get stuck by the need to be perfect in the sense of perfectionism? We hide behind it. Our inner goddess doesn't need to be perfect. She can shine, flaws, mistakes, and all. We'll also let go of the need for others' approval in order to lean into your unique path and desires. Of course, we want to belong to the people in our lives. We want to feel acceptance. But our inner goddess knows what it is that we truly want to do. And she knows that we need to allow that to drive us rather than letting the need to be to receive approval from others to drive us. We are also going to evaluate your relationships. Which relationships are serving you, that are allowing you to thrive, that are inviting you to grow and be your best self, and which are not, which are draining you or keeping you stagnant or keeping you small? How do we evaluate those relationships and adjust the importance of each of them in our lives? How do we also let go of attachment to things that don't matter? What are the things that we hold on to because of the story, you know, the narrative and the way it props us up, or the things that make us feel like we're important or special? We don't need those things. And believe me, I love things just as much as anybody else. But when we're overly attached to the things around us to give us value, then those things are actually holding us back. They're actually anchors. So we're going to learn to let go of attachment to things that don't matter in order for your highest self to thrive. And we're going to learn how to stop being in the constant state of doing and feeling that our value and our worth only comes from our output. Instead, over these 4 weeks together, we're going to embrace and embody, which means to step into, confidence in who you are, exactly as you are. Beautiful, flawed, limitless you. We're going to embrace a connection to your inner goddess, your grace, your strength, your wisdom, your resilience. I know that if you're listening to this podcast, you have lived through many things up until this point. And I know that if I sat down with you and heard your story, I would see all of these things in you: grace, strength, wisdom, resilience. I want us to shine a light on those things. We're also going to embrace and embody your unique gifts and beauty. We're going to create a deeper connection with your intuition, the part of you that knows, the part of you that is connected to the universe. We're also going to reconnect to your creative, playful side. We are all creators of our life. We are all creative, and we are going to reconnect to that side of us. We're also going to establish a deeper trust in ourselves and our own path. We're going to connect to an incredible group of like-hearted, like-minded women together who are coming together on this journey through the 4 weeks together. And we are going to, as I said, stop being in the constant state of doing and move into being. What does it feel like to be versus do? It doesn't mean we don't do things, but the energy we bring to it is very different. So this beautiful four-week experience begins on July 16th, and it includes 4 one-hour live sessions with me where we work through all of these things we just talked about. We talk about these things, we explore them. I will lead you through some meditations and visualizations as part of it, and it will be interactive. Then we're going to have a one-hour integration session. So this will be more workshop style, where we're going to work through some of these concepts and help you really find your path to your inner goddess so that you can start to embody her this summer. We're also going to have ongoing group support via Voxer over the 30 days. So Voxer is an online messaging app, and I'm going to create a group in there, and I'm going to be dropping messages in there and asking questions in there and giving you assignments in there. And you can, like, you know, take a little or take a lot, but it's really to keep us connected over the 4 weeks. This is not about just dropping in for an hour a week. It's about being in the energy of connecting to your inner goddess. Then I'm also going to be giving you custom assignments and exercises that are designed to be inspiring and will allow you to more fully embrace the summer season offline, the summer. So although this workshop series or this experience is virtual, I am going to really be inviting you to take it offline and to practice the art of connecting to your inner goddess in the real world. So what are we going to cover over these 4 live sessions, all of which will be recorded and uploaded to a portal that you'll have access to? So if you have to miss a session, no big deal. You can just at your own leisure go in and listen to it. So in the first session, we'll be talking about reconnecting with your inner goddess. So in this session, I will define what I mean by goddess in the context of feminine strength. And we are going to explore how to deepen our connection to the goddess within. And I'm going to teach you how to learn to love her so that you can nourish and nurture her. In the second session, we're going to create your goddess avatar. So who do you long to be? Who are you already that wants to be expressed more fully? This session is focused on self-image work, acknowledging how you see yourself now and whether that narrative is best serving you, and then creating this beautiful avatar of who you are becoming. In the third session, we're going to talk about how to step into that beautiful image. So you will build a bridge from your current self to your goddess avatar so that you can start taking steps today to embody her and bring her to life. You're going to see her come to life with your own eyes. And more importantly, you will learn to love and enjoy your life more fully as you look through her eyes. In the fourth session, we are going to unleash her full power. In this session, we will write our goddess manifesto, a declaration of the intentions of our inner goddess and what truths she holds herself to. This is so important because each of us is on our own journey. This is not about me telling you what your truths should be. You have your own experiences. You have your own earned wisdom. You have your own knowing. And we are going to distill all that down into a beautiful manifesto that is unique to you. And you can use this manifesto as a guide to embrace this next phase of your journey. Throughout the program, I'm going to be inviting you to come into a deeper relationship with your own divinity. And I know that's another word that you'll either embrace or you'll feel slightly uncomfortable with, or you'll say, Kena, you're going too far. But your divinity is essentially your spiritual essence, right? So regardless of what you believe, you know that you are so much more than this body and this brain, right? You have a spiritual essence. And so as I invite you to come into deeper relationship with your divinity, your spiritual essence, you are also tapping into the true potential which is available to you. So I am a student of life. I am an avid, student of wisdom and spirituality. And so I will be drawing upon some of my most beloved teachers throughout the program. So I will be, tapping into the wisdom of Clarissa Pinkola Estes, the PhD and author of Women Who Run with Wolves. I'll also be tapping into Elizabeth Gilbert and her writings. I mean, she's obviously written some very famous books, but most specifically Big Magic. Anae Nin, the Diary of Anae Nin, I'm going to be also really kind of connecting to some of her wisdom and her bravery to speak about a woman's experience at a time where very few women were able to do that. And I'm also going to be drawing on mythology from Greek, Egyptian, Indigenous, and Hindu mythology when it comes to understanding the goddess archetype and what that really means for us. And the foundations of where that came from. We will be using different modalities to learn and integrate over these 4 weeks. So we'll be doing some meditation, some visualization, definitely journaling. There will be some sensory exploration where I'll be asking you to go out into the world and to experience, right? Like to experience the world. Like we, again, are so in our heads. And I want to use this beautiful journey to reconnect to ourselves beyond just our thinking mind. And then we're also going to have a little bit of fun with style profiling, because I think I've talked quite a lot recently about how I have a background in fashion and style, and I have a love for it since I was a child. And I think we can really have fun and play and get creative with how we want to express ourselves and how our inner goddess wants to be seen out in the world. And I think there's just so much fun in that. So we'll do that as well. If you have been deeply ensconced in the masculine world and masculine energy for a long time, I know that there is a good chance that at least some of you are feeling resistance to some of the words I've used to describe this journey. Goddess, divinity, maybe even the word feminine. And I want you to know that I created this workshop with you in mind as well. So just know this is for you. And I want you to take this program as an opportunity to question why you may feel discomfort around those words. These words, and specifically the word goddess, have been used to describe feminine strength since the beginning of humanity. And why is it that we now have issue with it? So this is about us as women to reclaim those words, to own them, and to bring full power back into them. I am inviting you to join me for this beautiful 4-week journey as we empower your inner goddess to lead you into transformation. The program dates are July 16th is when we start, and the last session is August 8th. And replays for all calls will be available, as I said. I am keeping this program relatively small because I want this experience to feel intimate and interactive. So there are very limited spots, and I just would adore to go on this journey with you, to support you in tapping into your inner goddess and unleashing your feminine strength. If this sounds exciting to you, you need to head down to the show notes and send me an email. I will pop my email into the show notes. You're going to send me an email, and you're going to write feminine strength in the subject line. And we're going to chat, and I'm going to send you all of the full details. But I'm so excited about this. I'm so excited about this experience. I'm so excited to welcome you into the group. I'm so excited for you to experience your own blossoming over these next beautiful weeks in this beautiful, abundant summer season. So head down to the show notes, more details there, send me an email, and let's go. Let's do this. Let's unleash your feminine strength. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next week. Thank you for tuning in to today's show. I hope you found inspiration and use this podcast to start stepping into all you are. You can find information that was shared in today's show just below in the show notes. If you love this conversation, please share it with others so they can benefit from it too. You can take a screenshot of this episode and tag me on Instagram, or share a link via text or email to a friend. Let's be clear, we need more women stepping into all they are. So go ahead and share away. And of course, subscribe to the podcast so that you receive the latest episodes every week, and take a quick moment to rate it and leave a review. Thank you so much. Until next time, remember to keep exploring what it means to be all you are.